This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. There is a question that people do ask frequently. And whenever I travel in the UK or outside the UK, people do ask me, maybe because I'm involved in Islamic finance, about halal mortgage. Is there any halal mortgage in the UK? Is there any halal mortgage in Europe? We are desperate to have halal mortgage. We want our houses. And they start giving me lectures about having a house and the future of children, etc., etc. And normally I do say to them, oh, yes, there is. And they say, Sheikh, what is it? Halal mortgage? Yeah, tell us, what is it? I said, yeah, it is available. Don't you know about it? And they say, no, Sheikh, please, take it seriously. What is it? I said, wallahi, there is a halal way to get your house. You call it mortgage, whatever you want to call it, but there is a halal way. And people say, what is that, Sheikh? I say to them, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever prays 12 rak'ah a day, Allah will build for him a house in Jannah. And you know what the reaction of many people, or most of the people, they say, oh, Sheikh, oh, come on. I say, what do you mean by come on? What do you mean by come on? As if it is not worth it. As if having a house in Jannah is not really something serious. It's not really something that motivates people to have. Subhanallah, my dear brothers and sisters, wallahi, I always mention this story. I remember when I was young, I was born in Taif. And when I was young, maybe 7, 8, something like this, I remember that a friend of mine, his father built a big mansion house. And we were, as young people, we were talking about it. And we say, oh, mashallah, you are a lucky person, etc. And his father was working hard towards that, etc. I still remember the color of that villa. Subhanallah, just before they moved to the villa, a car hit his father, ran him, and he died. Subhanallah, even before he moved to that villa. We are keen to build our houses in the dunya, and sometimes we do not even move to our houses. While if we build our houses in Jannah, we will definitely move to them. Moreover, brothers and sisters, when we talk about a house in Jannah, are we talking about a 3-bedroom house, 4-bedroom house, 5-bedroom house, 10-bedroom house? We are talking about maybe a house in Jannah that is built from gold or silver or both of them. Yeah? We are talking about our house in Jannah that maybe we need years and years to travel in that house to see, to discover that house. We are talking about a palace in Jannah that we will have hundreds of servants in that house to serve us. We will not talk about a house that will be full of rat or mice after some time. We are not talking about a house that we have to pay rent for it or we have to pay rate charges for it. We are not talking about a house in the dunya that even if we enjoy it, we will not fully enjoy it, and we will live a short period of time, and then we will leave it for our children who will forget us after some time. We are talking about a house in Jannah that we will reside in forever. Subhanallah, my dear brothers and sisters. Interestingly, we should know that some scholars said that if you pray every day, Allah will build for you a house every day in Jannah. And some other scholars said, no, if you pray these 12 rak'ahs, most of the days Allah will build for you a house in Jannah. In fact, my dear brothers and sisters, one house in Jannah is more than enough. Is more than enough. Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained those 12 rak'ah that we need to pray in order to get a house in Jannah by saying 2 rak'ah before Fajr, 4 rak'ah before Duhur, 2 rak'ah after Duhur, 2 rak'ah after Maghrib, and 2 rak'ah after Isha. If you calculate the amount of time that you need to pray those 12 rak'ah a day, wallah, it will not take 15 minutes from your time. And the barakah that you will get out of those 15 minutes overweighs the time that you have spent in praying those 12 rak'ah. The key thing, my dear brothers and sisters, please do ask yourself, how many times I missed those 12 rak'ah? How many times in particular I missed 4 rak'ah before Duhur? How many times? The key thing in order not to miss them, that remember, in early in the morning when you wake up just before going to Fajr, or in fact, my dear brothers and sisters, when you put your head on the pillow to sleep, you need to think about what you will achieve tomorrow. And if you put in your mind that you want to get a house in Jannah by praying 12 rak'ah a day, you will make sure that you will pray the 2 rak'ah before Fajr, the 4 rak'ah before Dhuhr, the 2 rak'ah after Dhuhr, the 2 rak'ah after Maghrib, and the 2 rak'ah after Isha. In fact, you will plan for that. Whether you call it a halal mortgage, whether you call it mortgage in the first place, it is the best way, the easiest way, and the most effective, in fact, the most secured way to get a house. But to get a house where? To get a house in the best place. To get a house in Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.